Are you winning your battle over sin? Many within our society have chosen to ignore God's warning that the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. The scriptures are explicit that there is a war going on. The Apostle Paul told Timothy to war the good warfare, 1 Timothy 1:18. Paul describes this warfare when he said, "But I see a different law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity under the law of sin, which is in my members," Romans chapter 7 and verse 23. In order to overcome and to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, we must put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places, Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. This battle we are fighting will first require that we give attention to our conduct in life. The Apostle Paul said, "I do all things for the gospel's sake, that I may be a joint partaker thereof. Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air. But I buffet my body, and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." 1 Corinthians 9:23 through 27. Are you winning the battle set before you? Are you, like the Apostle Paul, pressing on toward the goal under the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Are you, like the Apostle Paul, making it your aim to be well-pleasing unto him? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom withstand steadfast in your faith." 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9.